The Osgood Files, sponsored by Lexington Inns, Hotels, and Suites, where guests come first. Enjoy exceptional quality and great rates. Visit lexingtonhotels.com for reservations. This is Dave Rawson for Charles Osgood. Saturday at Turner Field in Atlanta, during the seventh inning of the Braves-Yankees game, just as Alex Rodriguez was walking to home plate, a 60-year-old season ticket holder stood up at his seat in the upper deck. And then...
someone just fell over the upper deck right below us. Oh, my gosh.
Medics couldn't save him. In June at Fenway Park, a woman was struck and seriously injured by the splintered end of a broken bat. But those are the exceptions. The real problem is the baseball.
Every year, batted balls strike an average of 1,750 fans.
More after this. On the back of every baseball ticket, there's a warning in capital letters. The holder assumes all risk and dangers incidental to the game of baseball, including specifically but not exclusively the danger of being injured by thrown or batted balls. And there's a reason for that warning. Every year, hundreds of fans are hit by baseballs, and the injuries can be serious. A powerful hitter can send a ball into the stands at up to 120 miles an hour. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred.
This is a topic that is of serious concern, not only to me, but to all 30 owners.
Especially since the filing of a potential class action lawsuit over the summer brought by an Oakland A's season ticket holder whose 200-level seats are just beyond the protective netting. She argues that ball clubs have filled stadiums with so many distractions, such as video monitors and Wi-Fi, that fans can't be expected to dodge foul balls. The league is preparing to make some changes, but Donnie Marley, one of the fans who witnessed the accident in Atlanta, says he can only do so much.
You want, obviously, safety, but I don't know if having nets up around the whole place is going to really, I mean, obviously it'd make it a little more safer, but it's going to take a lot away from the game.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.